Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't want to quit, you want to keep hearing that bass. Boom, 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 boom. keep on, well, it keeps on going quite a ways. So anyway, hey guys, hello, hello, hello. And Anne made it today.
Yes. Extra bonus today.
Yeah, really, you made it and it works.
Don't talk too soon.
Well, you know, it. Okay, so far it's working. Okay, that,
exactly.
That's better, huh? Yeah,
yes.
That's better. That leaves us a little bit of wiggle room.
Yes.
And we always need wiggle room. I need wiggle room. I don't know about you.
Yeah, especially with this weather.
You know, it's like you go in there and go, hey, got my wiggle on.
Oh, dear.
You didn't see the little dance that went with that, so that's a good thing.
I'll take your word.
You can imagine. You can imagine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagination is a great thing.
Yes.
What would dreams be without imagination? You know,
mm-hmm.
Really, stop and think about it. Our daydreams are what we want to do in life. What, like me and my house. Living in the house, working in the yard, I've been daydreaming about those things. And what would it really be without daydreams? You can't have daydreams without imagination, you know? And everything would be so dull and colorless.
Mm. Yes, it would.
How sad.
Mm.
But we don't have to be sad because we have imagination, we have daydreams, and boy, do we have daydreams. Anyway, I've got a wonderful song, and this is a song we don't hear very often. I have no idea why. It's a fantastic song. This is John sent me a live rendition of the December 31st, 1976 performance of Rags to Riches, and he's just at the beginning before he starts singing, he's just funny as a crutch, I tell you.
I'll play it when I'm ready, understand?
It's great. I love it. So here's Rags to Riches.
Well, I'm at the piano. I'd like to do another song. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'll be back. Now, this next one is a song that I recorded a few years ago. And anyway, I'm going to do it. Don't tell me to play it. I will when I get ready. You understand me?
Ready, understand me? Don't get bossy down there, girl, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these girls, just my gosh.
No.
Mouthy.
No.
Mouthy, bossy old things. Yeah, you know, hey. Hmm. Okay, I'm gonna start right off and I'm gonna play Gwen's request.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Simply because I had it in the list to play anyway, so it's actually a double request. So we need to get both. We need to take care of that. We need to take care of that. Yeah. But I got to find it first. Trolling through the alphabet. There we go. Sometimes it's a long trip. You go from A all the way down to Y, and it's like, whoa. And page after page. Anyway, okay, here we go. This is Elvis. Gwen requested this, and I already had it in the library, so I thought, okay, yeah, we can do this one. Yeah, like I wouldn't. I forgot to remember to forget.
I forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where I met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
Yes, and I don't know exactly if that's the version that Gwen requested or not, probably not, but this is the one I already had, and this one was from 1955, Sun Records on a 78 RPM. Now, I don't know how many of you actually remember 78s, but they were the fun ones. You had to put the little adapter in the middle of the record so you could play it on the spindle in the record player. It was cool. Of course, you'd always end up losing those little plastic adapters. You always end up losing them. And so you put the record on there, and then you very gingerly centered it by eye. And you got pretty good at it because the record sounded funky if you didn't. And so then you play it until you found your next, you could run across one of those adapters or go down and buy five for a nickel or something, I remember 78s. Can you tell? And they were, a lot of times, the kids' records in the 78s were colored vinyl. Get blue ones and red ones and yellow ones. And once in a while, you come across a green one, but not very often. And my cousin, when I was a little kid, I didn't have a record player. My cousin had one. And he had all these kids' songs, All I Want for Christmas, My Two Front Teeth, and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, Red River Valley. That's the first place I learned Red River Valley. So, yeah, I don't know how useful those memories are, but there they are.
For sure.
You got, you know, they kind of crawl out of the corners of your mind when you least expect them.
Yeah, they do.
And then they jump up and down in the middle of the floor and say, hey, you got to tell me, you got to tell me. So, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you know. All right, here's one John sent, and we're gonna do a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll. We're gonna do a Donny and Marie Osmond TV show.
Great.
Yeah, well, that's their little segment on their show was. Mm-hmm. She said I'm a little bit country. He said I'm a little bit rock and roll, and they made a song out of it for a segment on their show. And we're gonna do that, but we're not gonna play Donny and Marie songs. Sorry.
Okay.
It just hasn't come up. We've got better stuff. We got better stuff. It's okay. We got better stuff. And this is one of the better stuffs. That, however you say that. This one John sent me this morning. It's Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days by the Judds.
Tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people can, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddy's really never go.
All right. That was the Judds. They are mostly in the country genre. They're not, they don't cross over too much. They're mostly in the country genre. Now, that is a mother-daughter duo.
Okay. That's lovely.
Winona is the soprano. She sings the leads.
Yeah.
And Naomi is the mother, and she's the alto. So that's how you kind of, they even look similar, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they used to look similar. They don't look quite so similar anymore, but they used to look similar when they were performing. I don't know if they're still recording or not. I haven't heard anything new from them in a long time, so I tend to think not. They had a falling out at one time, and they apologized. They had another falling, you know how moms and daughters do. And then when you work together, it's even worse. So, but, you know, when they were recording and they were working, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Totally fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, in finding any of them, listening to any of them, it's the Judds.
Right.
They don't normally bill by their first names. The daughter is Winona.
Yeah.
The mother is Naomi. They just call themselves the Judds. And it's worth it. They're good. They're good.
Yeah, they are. I've never heard that song before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, girl. That song has been around for years.
Wow.
Whoa. Mm. Where have you been?
I know.
You don't live in the U.S. That probably makes a difference, darling. That probably makes a difference. So it's okay. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Now you've heard it, now and you like it, and now you know about the Judds. It's cool.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't he great at broadening musical horizons? He's broadening my musical horizons all the time. It's just like I was living in this tiny little bubble, you know, the 60s, 70s, 40s big band and all that. And now I'm in this great, big, huge, expanding bubble that just feels like it's going to get as big as the whole world one day.
Yeah.
And that's okay with me. Hey, the more we can fit into it, the better. Experiences and music. I mean, you know, that's what life is made of, experiences and music. Forget the bad junk. You can get over that eventually, most of the time. Sometimes. You know, there's some things that you think you will never, ever get over. I'm going to play a song about that right now.
Okay.
And it's like when you're in love with somebody and they just squash your heart with a 10-pound boot, steel-toed no less, and spikes. Yes, had it happen. Oh, yeah. And and you, when you finally get done crying, you get angry, and you say, never. This is not going to happen to me again. But you got to put this little tag on it, you know, because God has a way of saying, yeah, sure, you watch, I'll fix it. And then, so you got, when you're saying never again, I'm not going to do this again, I'm not going to hurt again, I'm not going to let this happen again, you got to put this little tag on me that says, until next time.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much you say never again, there will likely be a next time, and it's going to be very unexpected. It's going to be from an unexpected source, and it's going to be wonderful. So you have to put that little tag on there, until next time, because you never know. You never know. So this is Elvis doing a song called Never Again.
A home I never ever loved anyone this much again. I can't take it anymore. I've been hurt before. become of me when you're no longer here. If I can't stop loving you, what am I to do? You'll be free, but where will I be? Now that I'm used to love, how can I stand alone now that love has come and gone, like the ending of a song my lonely heart keeps singing. Where do I go from here? Will I get old? So next time I'll be smart. I know before I start, a heart that don't care, don't get broken. Hope I never ever love anyone this much again. Yeah.
I love that song. I don't particularly like the subject matter because it's happened to me. I think it's happened to all of us. All of us have gone through that before, to the point of where we've loved someone so much and then they squash your heart flat and rip it out and squash that sucker flat. And you just never again, I'm not going to do this ever again. And then before you know it, I'm a month, 2 months, 6 months, 6 years, all of a sudden you're finding yourself giving your heart to someone. And it's like, oh man, what did I do that for? But you know, when it turns out, it's beautiful. So you got to take the chance. Even if you think you're all done and you're not going to do that anymore, you got to take that chance. You got to take that chance. You just have to. So anyway, this is a real fun one, and this is one that John sent me last Saturday's show, and it's the Goombe Dance Band. I love saying that. I don't know where they came up with it, but I love saying it, the Goombe Dance Band. And yes, you spell it just like it sounds, Goombe. And this is a song we used to sing as kids, you know, walking up and down the street. Just, I don't know, us kids were singing all the time. But this is called My Bonnie. You're right.
Oh,
I like that. I have no idea where I originally learned that song, but I learned it when I was little. I'm talking 6, 7, 8 years old, walking around singing that song. Where did I learn that? I have no idea. No idea at all. They did a good job, don't they? I like them. I had never in the world heard of them before John sent me one of their songs. Was it last year or something like that? But I like them. I like them. The guys were tight pants and everything.
They sound great.
Yes, they do sound great. Yes, yes, they do. Oh, my gosh. They're flashy. They are very flashy on stage. One time you'll see all four of them will have something white on, but then whether it's their jeans or a skirt or the top or whatever, the counterpart to that is all gold and silver or sparkly and glittery, and it's just, whoa. And I remember one video that I was sent recently, the lead singer was all in this gold stuff. It wasn't gold lame because it didn't have the extra glitter kind of thing to it. It was like they had taken gold leaf and put it over leather or something like that. Very flashy. Very flashy. Mm. Vest, not a shirt, vest and pants and gold shoes.
Oh, smart.
I don't remember if his microphone was gold or not, but it should have been. And the dude was blonde. So, you know, it's like, huh? Okay. Let's put it this way. They're noticed. They don't blend into anything. So, I guess that's good. That's kind of what Elvis did with his jumpsuits and things. He never blended into nothing. He got noticed. Even when he wasn't in one of his jumpsuits, he would wear, one of my favorites, this brown jacket that had one button, right? One button. And he never wore a shirt with it. Sometimes he wore a red scarf with it. I loved that jacket. That was just so cool. It was so trim and sleek and tailored and just clean lines. There were no flares or pleats or anything. It was beautiful. No collar. It was beautiful. It was totally beautiful. So I guess we've all got our preferences, don't we? Oh, there you go. Anyway, here's an Elvis song that John sent me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sent me songs today that we just never hear. We never get to hear them. So this is a good place to put them, you know. This is a good place to put them. I left the word seldom off of, you know, seldom heard. I left that off of the title today, but I think it's understood. If you want to hear songs that nobody hears very often, this is a place to come because that's what we play. We love it. We want to get them heard more because they're just as good as the popular songs that we hear constantly. And it adds a little bit of variety, makes it a little bit different. We like that. Talk about getting noticed, right? Okay. This song is another, well, yeah, it's a heartbreak song, but it's taken in good form. You just, your heart bleeds for the guy. Your heart just bleeds for the guy. And Elvis does such a good job with it. It's called Take Good Care of Her. And I'll get on you later in just a minute, Carolyn, after this song.
I ought to say congratulations, for you were the only girl I ever loved. But I heard too much to face the situation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Just to be around her was my greatest pleasure. She was everything my future held in store. So remember, when you take my only treasure, just take good care of her. Take good care of her. I must accept it. She loves you more than me. So with my broken bow out gracefully. Please don't send me any wedding invitations, for I couldn't bear to see her there with you. And if she's happy, that will be my consolation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Da-da-da-da. Take good care of her. Take good care.
There's good songs that we never get to hear, you know? That was one of them. All right. Let's say hi to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. How are you doing, honey?
Hey. Hanging in there.
Good. Good. There's nothing else you can do, sweetheart. You got to hang in there. There's nothing else to do, right?
Yeah. They said they was about 3 hours outside of Nashville. They left early this morning. And they're going to stay in Memphis or down Beagle Street. I think's the name of it. Where everybody goes.
Yeah.
And they'll send me pictures back when they go. And
right,
they brought
right.
me some hot sauce that this is put out by Elvis, and one of them is called Burning Love, and the one that says All Shook Up is supposed to be hotter.
Ooh.
And because he ain't touching neither one of them. he took them.
He's probably smart.
He took the boys fishing. Was it Wednesday, dear, or Tuesday? Wednesday. And took Shannon, the grandson, and the granddaughter's so-called boyfriend. They didn't catch not one fish. And they went several different places. So when we got from town, we all went out to eat yesterday. And when we got back from town, it looked like it was going to come down a real good storm. But Clyde loaded up the back end of the van and said, hey, do you want to go fishing? And he says, give me a minute to get my shoes on. And he was ready to go. He reeled in a, what was it called there?
Huh?
What kind of fish was that?
Oh, Blue Channel Catfish, about 7 to 10 pounds.
Blue Channel Catfish. About
oh,
seven
wow.
to 10 pounds. That boy couldn't quit talking about it. that was his goal when he come out here, to go fishing with his grandpa and catch at least one fish. Well, he caught that first one, and then he got a second one that they used a little limb that they had caught. And when he pulled on it to hook the hook in his mouth, the brim come out, and half of the brim was missing. And then
aww,
he went, so that meant the catfish got it or whatever and ate it. And Hayden was
yeah,
so upset over that. And then he hooked another one and got it almost to the bank, and he reached down to that, and his line broke.
Oh, no.
And fish
oh, no.
And hook it all went. And they didn't get another bite after that.
Okay. Yeah, did he ever get the feeling that they shouldn't have been fishing?
Oh, no.
Fine.
You stay fishing to this young man. He's 15. And he's in the vehicle before you are, because he loves it.
Oh.
And Clyde showed him how to clean a catfish, which I could have cleaned about four of them the time they did that one. But he learned how to clean them. And his mother cooked it up, and the youngin' only ate one bite. He saved the rest of it for everybody else. Which, that was nice of him. But Clyde said if he thought he would have got that, made a video of that child being so happy by catching that fish. And when they left this morning, he said, when I get my driver's license and a vehicle, I'll be right back out here to go fishing with you.
Oh, that's nice.
And Clyde said, okay, I'll be waiting. That was enjoyable or nice to hear from that young man. And my son said it wouldn't be another 9 years before they came again. I just thought I'd update everybody. Are you still there?
Jenny?
Hello?
I'm here, Carolyn, but I'm not sure about Jenny.
Well, I'm running my mouth and ran off. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed your family, Dan. Carolyn, that was lovely.
I got pictures of us all together, and then I got pictures of just my grandkids, and my other son showed up last night.
Hmm.
And I got pictures of my two boys.
Nothing.
And standing in front of my car, and I'm in my sock feet. I didn't think about putting shoes on.
Oh.
And they're holding me up so the walker wasn't in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. You have to show us your picture.
I will. I'm going to post them. And, it calmed my nerves or whatever down a little bit since they called. Because I sure didn't want him to go home.
No. That's why he did, bless.
Hey,
well,
guys, I'm back.
Okay,
I'm
there
back.
She is.
My computer turned off.
Oh, that wasn't good.
Yeah, so when it did that, it disconnected me from the show. So first I had to get my computer back on.
Yeah.
And then I had to call in because it won't let me actually do a direct connect to my show.
My laptop's been going crazy this morning, switching pages that I ain't even clicked on. We had to shut it down and start over.
Oh, fantastic. That doesn't help at all.
No.
Well, let's see if I can get this. No, it's not going to let me recall. I wanted it to let me call in, but it's not going to. So that's all right. I can do it this way. I don't have any problem with this. Yeah. As long as you guys can hear me and I can hear you, I guess we're okay, right?
Yeah.
Jenny.
Well, then we're okay.
Yeah.
My gosh. If it's not one thing, it's another. You know what? My
Isn't
mind
it?
Finally works, and then my computer goes off. It's like, okay, I know this is a test in patience and perseverance. At least I'd like to think so.
I was telling Anne I was rambling on too much and ran you off.
No, it's my computer. All of a sudden, my computer screen was black and my computer wasn't on. And it's like, okay, what happened? I have no clue. Yeah. And it wouldn't let me reconnect with the host number. I had to call in. Mm. So I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
Isn't this fun? Well, with all of that in light, I need more music before I kind of just start running around and waving my arms and screaming. That's not going to help nothing, but I feel better. But it's okay. I've got something I want to play that John sent me this morning. And it's, do you guys remember the name Ral Donner?
No, I don't. No.
He was, he is billed as the original voice of Elvis, okay, one of the ETAs, and he happens to be pretty decent at it. So anyway, this is a recording by Ral Donner that John sent me this morning, and it is titled The Original Voice of Elvis. So let's give a listen. We can lend 3.5 minutes to it.
Man, for about the next 8 years, I did nothing but movies, movies, and more movies. movie songs, and more movie songs. You remember some of these?
Gus, 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 Gus.
Going swimming, Gus, in bikinis,
Gus,
walking and wiggling by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the beaches,
Gus,
oh, what beaches.
Gus,
so pretty, Lord, I could cry.
Hey, hey.
I'm just a
During those 8 years, more changes took place. Yeah, Paul Revere was right. The British arrived. The Beatles, the Roaches, the Beers, the Mustaches. I decided to make some changes of my own and perform live again. Everything was ready, but was I. It was my first TV special, and Scotty and DJ flew out, and it was like old times. Man, we had a ball.
Well, Lord, Lord, Lord. You like the ball of the morning.
Donner. And he's pretty good. He's been around for a while. But they bill him as the original voice of Elvis. And we can see why.
Yeah.
It worked.
That was great.
Yeah. He was very good. Yeah, it's like a lot of people thought that he was Elvis. And it's like, no. Listen close. And there's a lot of them that can do that. They can make you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can make you wonder. And, yeah, well, and anyway, yes. we had that little bit this morning of, I can't tell. Because sometimes, and then sometimes, and once in a while, I had to listen to the thing like 6 or 7 times, and I figured it out. It was not Elvis. There we go. What a load off my mind. Speaking of Elvis, let's play a song that John sent me this morning. It's called It's Your Baby, You Rock It. If you want to be a dumb, you know what, then you just take your punches.
Woman won't stay caught, but you turned around and you loved her anyway. She broke your heart, and all I've got to say, it's your baby.
Never get to hear, you know, and this way we get to hear them. This is great.
Sure do.
I like this. I have something really awesome that John sent me, and never expected it. It showed up, and I went, "Oh, really? Okay." Do you guys remember Jackie Wilson?
Vaguely, yes.
He was from, I think it's the 50s. And he was also in a group, but it was Jackie Wilson and the whatever. I don't remember. Help me, John. Anyway, I have a song here by Jackie Wilson that is wow. It's wow. Listen to this guy's voice on this song. He hits the falsetto, and I'm surprised the little windows didn't break out.
Wow.
This is great. This is Jackie Wilson doing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from Glen to mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you. You must go, and I must.
I bet none of us could hit that last note.
Oh, no.
I know I couldn't. Not in the mood. I could in high school. I don't think I can now. But,
wow.
Yes, and John let me know that Jackie Wilson was in the 50s and 60s. So, that voice is really something that I just sat there. I had to listen to this like 3 times. Because the way he hits those high notes in that falsetto, it's like, especially the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, sopranos would have a real hard time doing that. I'm a second soprano. I have an excuse. My range used to go from a high C down to second alto. It's not quite that big now. Yeah. It seems as you get older, your vocal cords shorten and you can't quite make the same range. But that's all right. That's all right. We still have fun trying. I have something really, you guys know what a sea shanty is?
Excuse me, what was that you said, Jenny?
You guys, do you know what a sea shanty is?
No. Have no
okay.
idea.
It's not a shack on the beach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What it actually is, a sea shanty is a repetitive kind of song that sailors sing while they're doing their work around the ship because they can get into a rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
Or they sing it in the bar while they're swilling their rum and beer and getting snockered.
Mm.
Either way, they both work.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a sea shanty. And it's really kind of fun. And it's a story of catching a whale, which they never quite catch. The whale kind of catches them.
Oh.
So he's called Wellerman by Nathan Evans.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring her sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take her leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harp and then fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only 4, but still that whale did go. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The Wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Cool, huh? I like that. I
awesome.
Like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's and that was it. The only music was him doing the beat on the back of a guitar with his fist. That was it. There wasn't any other music.
Oh, it's really great.
He was saying, and that's why the sea shanties work.
Mm.
Because whatever they're doing provides the rhythm for whoever's singing the song. And they all join in on the chorus, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what a sea shanty is. And it's fun. It's fun. That's why they like to do it, I guess. Hmm. So, all right, with that in mind, let's go to Johnny Earle. Johnny Earle was really good. He didn't try to match Elvis' style. He didn't try to match Elvis' voice. But he did a lot of, I guess you'd want to call it, tributes to Elvis. Because he really did look up to him. He wanted to honor him. He was an inspiration. So I like Johnny Earl. And he keeps everything rocking and rolling, and it's great. It really is great. And I'm scrolling through the genies to find them. There it is. Okay, finally. Good grief. So here's Johnny Earl doing G.I. Blues.
Come on, everybody, listen to me. Let's quiz aloud. When you pull a cake, do you gotta go, go to the G.I. Rock and Roll? Private Jim's got the blues, cause they won't let him march in his blue play shoes. I go, go, go to the G.I. Rock and Roll. The G.I. Rock and Roll, they sing early in the morning to revel the shine of the bottles and a book of night. It all adds up to one big marching show. You gotta go, go, go to the G.I. Rock and Roll. I'm watching cold water, gonna give you a thrill. I go running up and down all over the hill. You gotta go, go, go to the G.I. Rock and Roll. A big boy bloaters in the canteen, eat 12-cent pies, you know what I mean. Party go, go.
No, that's not the song. I'm just it happened to pass. Oh, strange things happen, especially when I'm around. Okay. Well, one thing you can say, I might be a little strange, but one thing you can say for me, I am not boring, ever. You got to say that. That's the truth. Even if I do say so much, you got to blow your own trumpet once in a while. No. All right. Another song that John sent me, Elvis, a home recording, guys, and it's a good one, actually. And it was somehow, there's a label in there, Chazal 798. So whatever that means. Okay. Anyway, the song is Write to Me from Naples.
When the Berlin Fair
my heart with you. I can hear a mandolino softly cries while I raise a glass of vino, raising your eyes. Since we said arrivederci, my poor heart cries just for a letter from you. Write to me from Naples. Tell me all that's new. Keep my heart with you. Please come back, come back, come back to me.
Yeah, I like that. And I'm not sure if it's a home recording or just one of those casual, let's
yeah.
come in and just do something to ding about.
And, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter which because it's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we all agree that Willie Nelson is branded a country singer.
Yes.
But not always.
Yeah.
Not always. Here is a song that he did. It's not rock and roll, but, you know, hey. Here's a song he did that Charles Aznavour, that the French artist, the French singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Aznavour wrote this song and recorded it, and he had a hit with it. Now, here is Willie Nelson doing it Yesterday When I Was Young.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. When I was young,
wow, that is a different side of Willie
that
you don't normally hear. Yeah, that's just not the kind of song Willie normally does, but he did it pretty darn good. So you've got to keep an open mind when it comes to music artists, because they don't always follow what we expect from them. They've made a name for themselves doing a certain thing, but that doesn't mean that that's all they're ever going to do. We need to remember that. They come up with different things. They want to explore and see what they can come up with and what they can do and what can be accepted from them, the same as any other person. You know, no matter what genre you're in, whether it's music or art or business, some kind of business, where you're always designing your window displays or the front of your shop, you're always exploring to see what you can do and what people will accept, what will make it better. And that's what Willie did with this song. And he did pretty darn good. He had a way of making you want to sit and listen to it. That's success. That's the success. That's what you call success. It's just like what Elvis always did. He always tried new things. He always tried new things with his old stuff because he got bored. But, you know, it was always accepted, always made it new. People always wanted to hear it. Some of them because they wanted to hear the old stuff because that's what they liked and that's what they knew. And some of them wanted to listen to him to see what would he do different with it this time. Maybe it was just a few notes at the end. Maybe it was just an extra little bridge in the middle. Maybe it was switching the words to make it hilarious because he was bored too. You know, like looking at your bald head, wishing you had hair.
Oh yes, I remember that.
I can't forget that. That has got to be my favorite. See ya.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I love that one. You know, but everybody tries new things to keep it fresh and exciting. Otherwise, we'd be doing 100 million things in our lifetime because we get bored with everything.
Yeah.
So you got to keep it rolling. All right. I'm going to do your request, Anne.
Oh, thank you.
Simply because I love this song, and I did practice it to do it at one time, and then for some reason, I don't know, something happened, and who knows. Situations or whatever, and I just quit practicing it. But I love this song.
Yeah.
The only thing is, when you listen to this song, put in your mind that you don't have to apply it to a wedding scenario like she is singing it. You can apply it just to a relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be marriage. Doesn't she? She does that with a marriage. That's what she does with her video as well. But it doesn't have to be that. It's a beautiful song.
Yes.
It's a love song. And just listen to it that way. It's called From This Moment by Shania Twain.
I do swear that I'll always be there. I'd give anything and everything
If you love somebody, it's a perfect song, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So, hey, I got something I'm going to play now. It was approved. So I'm going to play it. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the the love you write. I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you
idea. Blog Talk Got Talent Show.
Good idea, John.
Hey, why not, right? At least for an hour.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if there's enough of us that would do it to make it more than that, but we could do an hour.
That's right. Susan will probably sing the Black Cat.
Yeah. I like that idea. No problem. All right, Elvis song.
Yes.
Man in the Moon.
And the ball of a big hairy coon. I'd fly to the top of a mountain, yes I would, and corn hold a man in the moon. I had the wings of an angel, yeah now, and the balls of a big hairy coon.
Well, 1 minute, 12 seconds, literally. But I like it. It's fun. That's one of those fun songs. That kind of blah, 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 and that's great. Okay, it's one of those songs
I don't know that if you guys do it or not. So I'll say I because I would do it.
Hmm.
You sing over and over and over again while you're mowing the lawn. I did that for 2 hours straight. I would sing it in and out the window, go in and out the window, go in and out the window, for 2 hours straight while I was mowing the lawn.
Wow, you must have a big lawn.
I did, yeah, I did have a very big lawn, a very big lawn. I do that kind of silly thing, you know. But I lived out in the forest, literally, where nobody was walking by, so I can do funny things like that, and nobody ever knows, except the bears,
huh?
And they don't tell. Yeah, they don't talk. They grunt a lot, but they don't talk.
That's right, yeah. Just stay out of their way.
Hello. It's funny. It's funny. The bears come into your yard and all that stuff, and if you keep the lawn mowed, see, there's nothing for them to come in the yard for because there's no daisies for them to chew on and eat. Mm. If you don't mow the lawn, the daisies grow up and bloom, and then they'll come in the backyard and eat them. So will the moose. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it. I stand there and talk to them. Mm. They look at me like I'm out of my mind. But, you know, that's okay. Maybe I am. I'm living in the middle of the forest talking to the bears. Maybe I am crazy. But that was a long time ago. That was a long time. I miss it. But it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember it, but I do miss it. Okay, another song, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, that John sent me this morning. And this is awesome because they're talking about old Johnny Cash.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we go.
Now Johnny Cash in the Tennessee too seemed to know just what to do. Invented the sound that hooked you and me. Added one and made the Tennessee three. The man in black was long and lean. Hit the Billboard charts with a teenage queen. Did a television show, the best we'd seen. That Chickaboon rock really made us flash. Missing old Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was a friend of mine, knew him well for a mighty long time, shared the stage for many a show, broke my heart to see him go. Cash had the fire of 1,000 men, loving life was his greatest sin, treated his fans like the next of kin, rapping the bit, talking trash, missing old Johnny Cash. Well, now Johnny Cash wore black attire, then he fell into that ring of fire. He came up swinging like a boy named Sue, and he married June Carter and he fired Stu. He wrote his songs from deep within, and he hit the stage with a crooked grin. He and I were both highwaymen, and that record became a smash. Well, I'm missing old Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash never walked no line, Johnny Cash never did no time, but when he sang a Folsom Prison blues, you knew good and well he paid his dues. True, he always dressed in black, but he loved the folks and they loved him back. Carried his pills in a brown paper sack. Well, I don't care if they found his stash, I'm missing old Johnny Cash.
Is it really true that him and Roy Nichols, Rose Maddox, some people roasted hot dogs in the back of a limousine with ice cream sticks? I don't know, I said they set the curtains on fire in an English hotel room just to warm their hands. Well, Willie, do you know anything about Cash?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of things about Cash. I'm not sure I should talk about it. But I checked with John, asked him if it's okay, and he said he didn't give a shit. One time he took a casket up to his hotel room and got into it and called room service. I thought that was pretty funny.
Now Cash had the fire of 1,000 men. Loving life was his greatest sin. Treated his fans like the next of kin. Rapping a bit, talking trash. Missing old Johnny Cash.
there they go, missing old Johnny Cash. Yep. Can you believe? Oh, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Surprising what they put in some of these records.
Oh, that was just, yeah, can you, oh my gosh, what is it about musicians?
Yeah.
I swear. I know a guitar player, and he had a band,
yeah,
and they were performing, and they got bored one night. Do you know what they did?
No, you tell me.
They took all the furniture and glued it to the ceiling.
Oh, oh my. That's different.
Once again, I'm sleeping on that dirty carpet that night, but they had fun gluing it to the ceiling, I guess. they weren't allowed back in that hotel.
Oh, no, I bet.
Oh, oh man. Some of the antics these guys get up to, I swear.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's just amazing what they will do. So, okay. All right. I'm going to play Susan's request now. It's going to be nice. It's by a group called The Real Thing. Never heard of them before, but that's okay. Maybe they're a UK group. That's fine, too. We like to mix it all up. This song is called You to Me Are Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. You, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh,
power, girl, to keep me holding on.
Yeah, we like that. We like that. We've never heard of them before, but we like it. It's okay. Yes. Now, it's been a while since we've heard PJ Proby. You guys remember PJ, right? Oh, sorry, Anne. I forgot to unmute you. Okay, now that I can hear you. You remember PJ, right?
I remember PJ, and he's still about today.
He did a lot of demo discs for Elvis.
Yes.
So I'm going to play a song that John sent me this morning by PJ.
Oh, lovely.
If I didn't forget to put it in here. I might have forgot to put it in here. Oh, man, why do I do that? I get it all the way down to my computer and then forget to load it in. Oh, well. Okay, maybe Thursday I'll play PJ because I can't find it. If I find it between now and the end of the show, I'll play it. But for right now, we got a missing song. So, okay, in the meantime, how about a song by, let's see, hello, I can't remember, American Breed.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Do you remember them at all? I don't.
No. It still sounds good.
This is the only song I remember them doing. And if you would have asked me the song, I would have remembered the song, no problem. But who did it? I don't know. But here is the song I remember them doing is Bend Me, Shape Me.
Ah, yes.
You're good, Kahane. Waiting to see if it had actually ended because sometimes my phone plays tricks on me. So anyway, oh, okay, yeah, John said that Amen Corner sang this in the UK. In the US it was American Breed.
Yeah,
so,
I remember.
There you go. Yeah, you might remember the UK version.
Yeah.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with having two different countries playing the same song. That's kind of a good thing, actually. So there we go. I have a really, really nice, precious song to play. This is a song that, guys, girls, people, you want to remember this if you are ever in love with somebody or really want to tell them how strongly you feel about them and how special they are to you. This is a good song for them. It's Elvis singing Playing for Keeps. Besides the PJ Proby that I screwed up putting in the library, it's by Four Non-Blondes. So be expecting to hear that on Thursday, because I always like to catch up on stuff that I don't have time for. And that's one of it right now. So I will be doing that. But right now, I hope you all enjoyed this, except for the part where my computer turned itself off. That wasn't good. But the rest of it, pretty cool.
Yes.
Great show. Sure. I had a very good time bringing all this music to you. I hope you guys had as good a time as I did hearing it, because it's all wonderful. It's all wonderful. We get to hear all kinds of Elvis music on this program, and that's the whole point. That's the main point, is to hear Elvis music. And we like to stick in the 50s, 60s, and 70s stuff as well, just to remind ourselves what music was like, how good it was. And I'm not saying there's not good music now, just not my kind of music. You know what I mean? Western music, some of it, yeah, that's good. But you get off the Western stations and it's kind of like, that's a heebie-jeebie shake, yeah. So, you know, you just got to pick and choose. You got to pick and choose. I hope y'all like what I pick and choose on this program. It's to have a good time. It's to remind us what Elvis did. All that music that we still have, that we can still hear, that we can still love and enjoy. And don't forget to love each other while you're at it. And you can take that any way you want to, honey. It's just have fun. I'll be back tomorrow for the gospel show. And I don't know exactly when TCB will be functioning correctly again. We've got to get some more music out so that it will. But when that does, then Saturday and Sunday will be on TCB. For right now, we're here on TLC. And keep coming back because I love having you. Come on in, take your shoes off, make yourself to home, and enjoy the music. I'll see you tomorrow. It's church time tomorrow, and we always have a great time for it. So until then, Spiral Staircase, I love you more today than yesterday.
Watching Beaner Lows.
1, 2, 3.